Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Mfundisi. Kunjani?
Good afternoon, Sihlobo. Sikathixo kwiradio. I'm good, and how are you, sir?
Mfundisi, siyaphila, man. We cannot complain. God has been good. Yeah. It's been a lovely week spent with
what
you.
What a week.
Yeah, it's been a definite lovely week. And I must thank God for your presence here, talking to us daily. Thank you so, so much. Now, as we wrap up our lesson, and unfortunately, those of you who are only joining us today, man. Oh, shame, man. But hey, you've not missed out completely. We still have one more session together with the pastor. And we're moving from the act of surrender to the lifestyle of surrender. Now, Christ invited us to take his yoke because it is light. But most of us are still exhausted from carrying our own. Now, today, we're asking, what does a long-term surrendered life actually look like? Does it mean we stop being ambitious? Does it mean we finally have the freedom to walk in the faith without the crushing weight of our outcomes? Well, we want to talk about the fruit of a life lived with open hands. Now, Mfundisi, after letting go, how do we keep from taking back control when old anxieties resurface?
Letting go is the transition. It's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
And this transition is very hard, but not impossible.
Okay.
Because when old anxieties resurfaces, naturally we want to grab the steering wheel again. And according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, as we look at it, we find Uguti, surrendering is the same, or is almost the same as dying daily, because it should be a lifestyle. Why are we saying that? It is because, you know, anxieties compel us to be prayerful. Yes, anxieties compel us to be in constant communication with God through prayer. And in our prayers, we must submit our petition, listing the very same resurfacing problems. So in other words, we must always marinate our prayers with thanksgiving. Why? Because gratitude acts as a psychological and spiritual anchor. Because gratitude shifts the brain from a state of scarcity and threat to a state of sufficiency and safety. So now the verse does not say circumstances will change immediately. But now the thing is, my heart and your heart will be guarded. So now, which means this peace is not something, Mina, now that we manufacture. It is a protective boundary that keeps the chaos of the world from leaking into our internal space. Hence, Paul and Silas were singing in the dungeon. So surrender is like breathing it in, where we escape, we exhale the pressure of control and inhale the quiet trust that we must hold on.
Now, how does a life of surrender fundamentally change how we deal with surprises and interruptions?
By definition, surrender changes the perspective from my plans being ruined to God redirecting me. So in other words, surrender replaces the frustration of lost control with the peace of being interrupted. Just as Jesus was always interrupted during his ministries. So instead of seeing a child's request or a friend's crisis as an intrusion, a surrendered heart sees them as a ministry for today. Like, instead of asking, why is this happening to me? So now the surrendered mind asks, what is required of me in the situation that I'm facing? That is just jump in. So now the thing is, Kulua, in our hectic world, surrender acts as a shock absorber.
Yes.
Because it does not stop the bumps from happening, but it prevents the impact from shattering our inner peace. So that's how that's how fundamentally we manage ukuthi ama surprises nama interruptions, they don't lead us astray.
Yeah. Now, thank you so much for that. Now, what role does regular scripture study and worship play in reminding us who really is in charge? Or is it just like reading a novel and then we pray and we go ahead? I mean, does scripture actually remind us at all?
Not at all. Actually, regular studying the Bible and worship, as you do that daily, now you recalibrate the mind. Because now, on daily basis, as you read and worship, now the role of studying and worship serve a practical anchor for a lifestyle of surrender in several ways. Because as you read, you come across narratives that speak to your situation. And now, as you do that, you get to understand a historical and a divine narratives that remind us that we are part of a story that began long before us.
Yeah.
And will continue long after us.
Mm.
So now the word of God should be the resident. It must become a default filter through which we process surprises and interruptions.
Yeah. Now, how do we then, before we get to that, Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14 talks about forgetting what is behind and pressing toward what is ahead.
Okay. So
in a practical way, Mfundisi, how do I actually then let go of the past? How do you do it? Do you force yourself to forget? How do you do it?
Letting go is an active physical and mental redirection.
Okay.
Now, this is how it happens. Now, it involves selective memory of forgetting what is behind.
All right.
Yes. So now, in other words, you don't allow the past to influence your present circumstances.
Okay.
Whether the past was a great success, which led to pride, or there were failures which led to inanzika shame. Now the instruction is to stop looking at them as a defining feature for your identity. So we must always refuse to let the past dictate what should happen at the present moment.
Yeah, not easy. You know, I'm trying to imagine as you are talking.
Yes, it is not easy. It is not easy.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Now, is walking by faith and not by sight in our daily decision the same thing as what you've just talked about?
Walking is rhythmic. Because there's repetitive motion in walking, and it. So now, the act of walking by faith is not a giant leap.
Uh-huh.
It is a small step after another. In other words, your daily life, this means that even when the world feels chaotic in your sight, and now you get clouded by the stress. Now the next step one has to do is to align your mind with the peace you get as you surrender, meaning the trusting in the Lord through faith reestablishes your stand and my stand in the midst of chaos. That means by walking by sight, more often than not, we react immediately to situations that we come across, especially if there's a looming deadline or the amounting bills or there is this critical project that one is facing. So now walking by faith is responding to the eternal. That is, faith tells you that a decision is good if it is faithful to values, even if the outcome is still hidden. So now you do what you can do, knowing that the one who is responsible for the outcome, it is the one you believe in, the invisible hand that determines our fate.
That's lovely. Now, how do we then begin to encourage others? You know, we've listened to you the whole week. How do we encourage others to find peace of surrender in their own struggles?
I guess it is by modeling how what happened in our experiences when we traded our own self-saver complex and allowed the divine to come through. In other words, it's a question of sharing your testimonies, acknowledging the struggles of the one we are trying to encourage. So in other words, Mina, now we need to introduce to the one law as it's a tangayongo. So in other words, you can't keep quiet. In terms, you can't be a Christian alone. Christianity does not allow you to keep to yourself the experiences of walking with God. So you must always share the instances where you were hopeless and how God came through for you.
Yeah, it's a powerful testimony to actually tell once one goes through those. Now, but lastly, Pastor, before I let you go, what is the greatest blessing of peace you have found in the phrase "let go and let God"?
It is a blessing of what I will call a single focus.
Okay.
Versus trying to control every variables that are destructive. Also, there is this blessing of resilience.
Yeah.
The one that we see Fumana from Goma Shock Absorber of the soul.
Yes.
Of course, the blessing of peace that comes from knowing who truly is in charge. Lastly, the blessing of lightness, of lightning, of taking off the weight of a burden, as you Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Then when we experience the casting of our anxieties, then the exchange is the rest. As you anticipate Isabata as the day of rest.
Mm, mm, mm.
Since the week was so toiling and heavy for some of us. So we're looking forward to the rest. And that is part of the blessing.
It is indeed a part of the blessings. Man, Mfundisi Amasa, thank you so much, man. It's been a great pleasure. Truly speaking, it's been a moment of enlightening, a moment of learning as you were speaking to us. Amasa, thank God for you. And I thank you for coming, for having prepared for our sessions and for showing up, Mfundisi, daily this week. I want to thank you so much. Praise be to the Almighty. And may He bless you in your comings and goings and together with your family. Blessings and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you and blessings to the listeners.
Thank you so much and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.